Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Alchemical Theater takes on another classical text, not from Shakespeare, as many have come to expect, but from the Gospel according to Mark. I'm speaking with Ashley Strand, whose solo performance of King James Live takes place January 9th through the 11th and the 16th through the 18th at Ronald Sachs Violins on Castle Street.
I first came here to do a show with Alchemical Theater of Wilmington. Christopher Marino is the artistic director, and we went to grad school together. He cast me in Measure for Measure, and then he brought me back the next summer to do Much Ado About Nothing. By that time, I had fallen in love with Wilmington, and I also was convinced, you know, that Chris had blossomed into a world-class director of classical texts.
Ashley and Chris Marino, who both trained at the Academy for Classical Acting at George Washington University, thought King James Live was a natural fit for Alchemical.
It is the unedited and unabridged Gospel according to Mark. I've not changed one word. People are going to be astonished by how well it works as a play. But if you think about it, it makes sense because this was written to be heard. Most of the people, when this was written, were illiterate. The only way they could receive the word was to hear it. So the King James Version of the Bible itself, taken on its own, is the most published book in world history. That's not including other publications of the Bible. This version. And the reason it's so special is that King James commissioned 54 scholars and poets of the day to come up not only with the most accurate translation, not only with the most poetic translation, but with a translation that would communicate to the common man in the common tongue. Of course, it's a text that's contemporary to Shakespeare. The King James Version itself was published in 1611, which is when Hamlet was, you know, first performed. And it turns out, and I think people who are unfamiliar, but also people who are familiar maybe with the Bible, will be astonished at how perfect the dramatic arc of Mark is. Because it's the shortest of the Gospels. You know, it doesn't really have any of his sermons. It doesn't have the nativity. It's just plot point to plot point. It's just his mission on earth from his baptism to his crucifixion and resurrection. Rising tension to a climax and then, you know, a short denouement. For the second act is a lot more action-packed than the first act. So it works perfectly as a play, taking what have become these sort of dusty rhetorical phrases that people sonorously intone and, you know, maybe put you to sleep and change it into a living story with flesh and blood.
Ashley says the show's setting is also important.
One of the advantages we've given ourselves in this production is we've taken it out of proscenium. When you're in proscenium and you're on a stage, you're opposite the audience. You're above them. When you're in the round, you're on the same level and you're together. One of the reasons we also made this decision was a lot of the imagery of this story is of Jesus being thronged by the masses, pressed upon by the multitude. So that was really a central image for me of one person in the middle of a crowd.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Ashley Strand, whose solo performance of King James Live, the unabridged text of the Gospel according to Mark, takes place January 9th through the 11th, and again the 16th through the 18th at 7 p.m. at Ronald Sachs Violins on Castle Street.
And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said, "That John the Baptist was risen from the dead." But others said that it is Elias, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But Herod, when he heard of, said, "It is John, whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead." For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For he had married her. For John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for thee to take thy brother's wife." Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but could not. For Herod feared John, knowing him to be a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly.
If you'd like more information on Alchemical Theater's production of King James Live featuring Ashley Strand, January 9th through the 11th and the 16th through the 18th at Ronald Sachs Violins, log on to kingjameslive.brownpapertickets.com. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.